is our returning champion, Mark Hager from Tacoma, Washington. Stand by to see Mark play for a fashion shopping spree valued at $5,000. Today, on America's biggest bargain sale, we're offering a Peugeot valued at $21,830 for $530. Cash and prizes worth over $100,000 for $750. Two of the incredible bargains on Sale of the Century. And now, here's the star of our show, Jim Perry.
Hello there. Thank you very much. Thank you. Appreciate it. Nice to have you with us. Delighted to have you with us for Sale of the Century. Hope you're with us on our last show when we crowned a new champion. Let's meet him again. This is Mark Hager. Hello, Mark.
Hi, Jim.
Good to see you again.
Nice to be here.
And again, our congratulations. Now, Jay was talking about that shopping spree worth $5,000. You're a bit away from that. That would cost here on Sale of the Century $175. You've got $60 in your bank account, so you've got to win, and you need $115 for that. So you've got a ways to go. Are you all set to go?
I'm ready.
All right, I'm sure you can do it if you get a good win. Good luck. Here to introduce the challengers, Summer Bartholomew. Hello there, Summer. Good, good. Got some good people for us today, I hope.
Yes, I do. This contestant likes to monkey around.
Oh, really?
Yes. Originally from Rochester, New York, a big hand to Carol Cruikshank.
Hi there, Carol.
And he needs a wild life.
Another one.
From San Jose, California, a warm welcome to John Lunsford.
Hello there, John. You've given me intriguing intros today. See you a little later. Let's find out what they mean. John, you lead a wild life?
Yes, Jim. As a matter of fact, I was on a wildlife rescue team down in Florida, and we were responsible for rescuing and returning to the wild eagles and so forth. We returned one of the first bald eagles back into the wild.
Oh, that's terrific. That sounds like very good work.
A lot of fun.
Nice to have you here. And Carol, you like to monkey around?
Yes, I worked on the island of St. Kitts in the Caribbean watching monkeys for 9 months. And I followed them around, got up when they did, watched what they did, took notes on it.
Oh, that sounds interesting. You said a lot in common there. Rusty, do you have any sounds to make them feel comfortable? Got no sounds to make them feel comfortable. Okay. Oh, all right, there you go. Thank you, Rusty. Good luck to all three of you. Now we're comfortable. We'll start you off with $20. Player with the most money at the end of the show is the champion, gets to do some great shopping. Let's get into it with this. What's the last name of the writer, director, and star known to his fans as Sly? Mark.
Stallone.
Stallone it is. $5 for the correct answer, with all three hands going for the buzzer. But Mark won, and he's in the lead. Jackknife, Cannonball, and Swan. John?
Dive.
That's what they are. They're all dives, and John ties Mark at 25. The flag of what nation features a red maple leaf?
Mark. Toronto.
No. Are you thinking about the Blue Jays or something? No, the nation is Canada. And you lose 5 for the incorrect answer, down to 20. Complete this saying. Imitation is the sincerest form. Mark?
Flattery.
Got that $5 right back, and again a tie with John, yes. Where would you scratch if your proboscis itched? Carol?
Your nose.
Your nose it is, and Carol beat him to the buzzer that time. Well, that sets up an interesting situation because it's time for an instant bargain, and the player in the lead can buy bargain merchandise, but we have a three-way tie. Only one of you can have this. When you hear the low Sale of the Century price, hit your buzzer, and for one of you, this is yours.
John, Carol, or Mark, a smart contestant like you should be able to see right through this instant bargain. Sven Jensen of Denmark, elegant mouth-blown and hand-cut crystal in the Scandinavian tradition. High quality and classic design from Sven Jensen of Denmark. And it's normally priced at $519. But today on Sale of the Century, it's yours for only $5.
$5? That's a good value, over $500 worth for just $5, and no one's hand hit the buzzer. John and Carol, your first opportunity to buy something, less than the value of a question, $3. Going once, going twice. John just beat Carol to the buzzer for that. You've got yourself $519 worth of crystal for $3. Way to go.
Need some new glasses.
Good buy for just $3. That's not a bad buy at all. We knocked that off your score down to 22, but it is less than the value of one question. We're back with this. If you bumped into this wild and crazy guy, John?
Steve Martin.
That's who it is, and John goes into the lead. That's the advantage of that less than $5 buy. You're back into the lead. In what Midwestern city would you find Plymouth Road, Chrysler, John?
New England.
No, Plymouth Road, Chrysler Freeway, Edsel Ford Freeway. Yeah, that's got to be Detroit there. Yes, Plymouth. I think you were thinking about Plymouth Rock.
Yeah.
Cost you five. Back down to 22. According to the song, what do April showers bring, John?
Mayflowers.
You're bouncing around. You bounce back into the lead. Yes, indeed. Close game, though. $2 separate the players. Time now for the fame game. We're playing for control of the fame game board. Players, we're looking for a famous person. I am an actor and director, born in Oklahoma in 1954 into a show business family. I appeared in my first film at age 5. By age 6, I was starring on The Andy Griffith Show. Mark.
Ron Howard.
Yes, indeed. Now a famous director as well. Ron Howard it is. Mark, you've got control of that board. The lights are flashing. We'll show you a $10 money card.
Behind number 2.
And if you can stop that light on that money card, we'll add it to your score. Prizes behind the others. We lock it into your buzzer. Good luck. You're on your own.
Number 2.
Yes. Right on the $10 money card. We add that to the champion's score, and he vaults into the lead. But the game is still close. We'll be back to it right after this. Good job. Our champion, Mark Hager, looking for another crack at the shopping, and he's in the lead right now, but it's not a big one. Mark's at 35, John at 27, Carol at 25. In a Mexican restaurant, when you order arroz con pollo, John?
Beans.
No. No, I thought that was an editorial comment there for a moment. No, arroz con pollo, you get chicken and rice. The other one in the Mexican restaurant. You might as well say something when you hit the buzzer. Cost you five, though, John. In the song, Hush Little Baby, Don't Say a Word, Papa's Gonna Buy You, John?
Mockingbird.
Mockingbird it is, and he bounces around. He's back in second place. What French word is given to a uniformed person hired to drive you around, Carol?
Gendarme.
No.
I knew it.
Only if he's driving you to the John. No, no.
Right.
Chauffeur.
Chauffeur
is that drives you around, and you lose five. Sorry about that, down to 20. During the Christmas holidays, you might find people kissing under a spray, Carol?
Mistletoe.
Mistletoe it is, and Carol gets that five right back. Yeah. But Mark, you've got the lead all by yourself. Mark, you've got an $8 lead and the opportunity to buy this.
Mark, this gift deserves a sitting ovation. A cast aluminum park bench with Gothic-style lattice work throughout can be used indoors or outdoors, furnished by Corsican. And it's normally priced at $670. But today on sale of the century, it's for only $10.
Oh, that's nice. You're sitting here feeding the birds. It's terrific. One of the birds is a late bird, I think. Now, Mark, I hate to destroy the illusion. Sorry about that. $670, that was just in case I tripped on it. I didn't want anybody to think I was killing the bird. $670 for the bench, $10 it would cost. You have an $8 lead. So I'll knock $2 off the price. You'll be in a tie with John. You'd have a $670 bench. You could go indoors, outdoors, beautiful, for just $8.
Gorgeous bench, but
going once. Going twice, and no sale. Oh, Mark, should have brought the bench because the sale surprise went with it. If you had bought it, you also would have gotten $600 in cash. Oh, sorry you didn't buy it that time. Well, you've hanging on to the lead, though. You may have made the right decision. We'll find out later. Back with this. What type of bird comes in the following varieties? Fantail, bleeding heart. Mark?
Peacock.
I think you would have gotten it from the last one, and homing pigeon. Lose five on that, down to 30. Still in the lead, though, by $3 over John. This blonde-haired evangelist crusades are televised around the world. He's Billy John.
Graham.
Graham it is, yes, indeed. John has another five, and he goes into the lead now by 2. Name the historic national cemetery situated across the Potomac from Mark?
Arlington National.
From Washington, D.C., Arlington is exactly what it is, and Mark bounces back into the lead. In what part of the body does phlebitis usually, Carol?
In your shoulder.
No. Gendarme gets it in the shoulder, Carol. No, in the leg.
It is
a vein inflammation. Listen, give it a try. You might hit it.
Yeah,
unfortunately, you didn't. You lose five on that. The English actress who won 2 Oscars for Woman in Love at a Touch of Class is Mark?
Glenda Jackson.
Yes, indeed. Glenda Jackson it is. Mark stretches that lead out again to $8. Talking about the delightful actress Glenda Jackson, she was explaining her acting technique, and she said, the important thing in acting is to be able to laugh and to cry. If I have to cry, I think of my sex life. If I have to laugh, I think of my sex life. We'll be right back. It is the champion in the lead at $40, John at $32, Carol at $20. Back to the fame game. We took a $10 money card off there, and now we're going to put a $15 back up as we look for a famous thing. I am a machine that is a member of a class known as prime movers. I am generally used to pump water and to drive electrical generators on farms. The earliest known reference to me is in the 9th century Arab literature, but I didn't appear in Europe till the 12th century. At the peak of my use about 100 years ago, there were 100,000 of me in use in Holland alone. John?
Windmill.
Windmill is exactly what we're looking for. Yes, indeed. All right, John, you've got control of the board. Summer, where is the $15 money card?
Behind the number one.
Yeah, all right, you know what you're shooting for. The lights are flashing, locked into your buzzer, John. Good luck. Ooh, just missed it. I hope we have a nice prize for you.
It's a gas range. Hardwick's Deluxe Century Series gas range. Full featured with a continuous cleaning oven and contemporary design. Furnished by the Hardwick Stove Company.
Well, that's not bad. $699 worth of range.
Yours Thank you very
to keep.
Much.
Well, enjoy that. And you didn't hit that $15 money card. It'll stay there. We'll add $25 later. All three of you now with this. Name the basketball player known as the Stilt. Mark?
Will Chamberlain.
Chamberlain it is, and the champion goes to 45. What four-letter word is used to describe the smallest animal in a litter? John?
Runt.
Runt it is, and John to 37. This martial arts superstar once played Kato on the Green Hornet. Mark?
Bruce Lee.
Yes, indeed. It was indeed Bruce Lee. I didn't know that. Mark goes to 50. You stretched out your lead a little bit, Mark. Well, you didn't want to buy before and missed the sale surprise, but your lead right now is $13. And, oh, Mark, take a look at this.
Mark, you'll really go places with this exciting motor scooter. This sleek runabout starts with the push of a button and features digital instrumentation and a spirited 153cc engine. From's Honda of Santa Monica, and it's normally priced at $1,698. But today on sale of the century, it's yours for only $15.
Isn't that nice? Great motor scooter. I mean, this thing is equipped. Got the helmet with it and everything else. $1,698 motor scooter. $15 it would normally cost. Do you know by coincidence, Mark, you've got a $13 lead? And that is exactly what I'll sell you the motor scooter for. You'd be in a tie with John. You'd have a great
That's
motor scooter.
Beautiful, but these people are tough.
All right, your decision. The motor scooter for $13. If you hit that buzzer, it's up to you. Going once, going twice, and no sale. Didn't want to buy. He wanted the lead. We will be back right after this. Too close, huh?
Too close.
Now the champion hangs on to the lead, but it's not a big lead. Mark at 50, John at 37, Carol at 20. Back to business with this. The word that's mistakenly used as a synonym for black magic is actually the name of Haiti's... Mark.
Witchcraft?
No. Actually, the name of Haiti's folk religion. That is voodoo. And the champion loses 5, down to 45. $8 lead over John. What was the former name of the Asian country known as the People's Republic of Kampuchea? John.
China.
No. Kampuchea was Cambodia. John takes a backward step, losing 5. This actor's many TV roles include Oscar Madison and Quincy. Mark.
Jack Klugman.
Jack Klugman it is. Everyone's hand going to the buzzer. Mark back up to $50. Big $25 money card going up on the board now. Third and final crack at the fame game and a fictional character. Famous fictional character. I am a principal character in a book published in 1852, subtitled Life Among the Lowly. I'm from Vermont, but the book is set in Kentucky and Louisiana. The tale relates the trials, tribulations, and human dignity of an old slave whom I treat cruelly. Carol.
Uncle Tom's Cabin.
Incorrect. Out of the rest of the question, no dollar value. Stay at 20. You're playing for control of the board. Clear the board. Continue for John and Mark. Remember, a famous fictional character. My name has become synonymous with cruelty. The slave's name is Uncle Tom. I am the creation of Harriet Beecher Stowe. I am Simon...
Mark! Legree.
Legree is right. Carol knew it all, but unfortunately she gave us the book and not the one that we wanted. Yes, it was a character who was from Vermont, but the book is set in Kentucky and Louisiana. Mark, you've got control of the board. Where's the $25 money card, son?
Behind number 5.
Two big ones to shoot for. We lock them into your buzzer, Mark. Good luck.
Number 5.
Miss the money cards. What prize behind number three?
An answering machine. An integrated telephone system with built-in answering machine, remote control unit, automatic dialing, tone pulse settings, and speakerphone. From Green and Roberts.
Nice prize added to your total, but I know Carol and John were happy you didn't hit those big money cards because anyone can win it now as we finish up the game with a speed round. 60 seconds on the clock, please. Mark at 50, John at 32. Carol, of course, you're back in. You're at 20. A lot of questions as we start the speed round now. In what European capital would you find the famous Trevi Fountain?
Mark, Rome.
Right. What is the colorful first name of comedians Button, Skelton, and Fox?
John. Red.
Right. How many pints in a quart? Mark?
Four.
Wrong. What name is given to the person you hire to carry your golf clubs?
Mark?
Caddy.
Right. What was the middle name of Chief Justice Oliver Holmes?
Mark?
Wendell.
Right. What kind of creature is a starling? John?
Bird.
Right. Which of our presidents was born in Tampico, Illinois? John?
Lincoln.
Wrong. What number is represented by the Roman numeral L? John?
50.
Right. Name the comedian who starred in the movies Animal House and the Blues Brothers. John.
John Belushi.
Right. What holiday was originally known as Armistice Day?
Mark.
Veterans Day.
Right. What European capital city is served by the port of Piraeus? Time. Time is up. Clear the board. In what major ocean would you find the Aleutian Islands?
Mark.
Arctic.
Wrong. What kind of doctor has the initials DMV? John.
Veterinarian.
Right for another five, but Mark, you have won it by $8. Congratulations. Back, come on, in just a moment. First of all, in what major ocean would you find the Aleutians? That is the major ocean, the Pacific, the port of Piraeus, that is Athens, and the president born in Tampico, Illinois. He was a contemporary of Lincoln. No, Ronald Reagan was born in Tampico, Illinois. And how many pints in a quart? Four if you pile them high, two if you do it right. We've got to say goodbye to John and Carol. Well, John, you did very well. You've got that beautiful crystal, the gas range with the cash in front of you. Not bad. $1,270 in cash and prizes. Congratulations. Carol didn't pick up anything along the way. We thank you. Hope you had a good time.
I had a lot of fun.
And a cash in front of you, of course. Thank you for joining us. But Mark Hager, he won. And again, he's going shopping with me. Come on, Mark. I got the feeling you weren't sure you had won that.
Oh, it was close. I wasn't sure.
Well, you didn't get that big win that you needed for the next level prize. You have $120 in your bank account. So, of course, very easily you can afford this. That's the brass bed and the quilt that you've already seen. Now, since you didn't get to quite to the next level, obviously, now you are very close. You need just $55 more and, of course, another win, and you can have this.
The focus is on glamour with this stunning ladies' wardrobe. Choose from the latest in fashion, ladies' apparel that combines color and style to suit your fashion tastes. Yours with a gift certificate from Ted Lapidus. Normally priced at $5,000. Yours on sale of the century for only $175.
Just $175, you've got $120, so you're $55 away. Now, that would be fun. You and your fiancé, you have $5,000 to go into the store and buy whatever you want.
She loves to shop.
I would think with $5,000 in her hand, that would be a very enjoyable shopping. However, if you decided you didn't want that, kept on winning, the next thing up the line, $260, and you didn't like the motor scooter. How about something bigger? Take a look at this.
Keep the good times rolling with this sensational motorcycle. A spirited 1200cc four-cylinder engine with solid-state ignition and four-speed transmission with overdrive from Honda of Santa Monica. Normally priced at $7,898, yours on sale of the century for only $260.
And boy, is that thing equipped. Now, also, Mark, get up the line a little more. Get the $750. We'll give you every prize we've got on the stage. And this.
A cash jackpot of $84,000.
Get the $750. That would be a total of $146,350 in cash and prizes that could be yours. But right now, it's take the bed and the quilts and leave, or the fashion shopping spree is the next up the line and very close. I'll get my S's out while you watch this, and we'll get your answer. Back with our champion, Mark Hager. $120 in your bank account easily. You can buy the brass bed and the quilt and leave us with everything else you've picked up, or put your money in the bank. The fashion's the next thing up the line. What's it going to be, Mark?
I'm going to come back. That car is looking real good.
Oh, okay. We'll put $120 in the bank. We're putting over $1,000 in the cash jackpot. $85,000 in two new challenges next time. We'll sail of the century. Bye for now.
Bye-bye.
All right, good luck. I didn't think you were going to take it the second time, but you didn't like it.
Prices are manufacturer's suggested retail value and are correct at the time of recording.